I don't even know of any others, but what's the other?
Well, the other day, how many Friday the 13th other in 2023? There's two, it says.
Oh,
the first one was out of the way on January 13th. That's why we don't care. Who's in a Jason mask running around in the snow and ice? Nobody, really. Was he ever in the snow and ice?
That'd be cool, like, if you were skiing.
Yeah. Yeah. Jason on skis would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the Olympics.
Yeah. The producer should have talked to us. We could have thrown together a good Friday the 13th movie. We're going to put Jason on skis, and the cabin's going to be at the top of a mountain, and the ski lift's going to break down.
Perfect.
Yeah. And then instead of like...
itself.
Yeah, instead of like a lake where they're swimming inside a hot tub or something, and he just comes in and... I'm sure he killed a few people in the hot tub in the movies.
He must have. That's
yeah.
They always had like somebody with their shirt off somewhere in one of those movies, so...
Number three was kind of fun, because it was in 3D. So every time he killed somebody, it was like the arrow was pointing like right at your eye.
Yeah.
Ugh.
What about the one in New York? That was pretty horrid.
Jason Takes Manhattan. He's only in New York for like the last 10 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, he was on a boat the rest of the time, right?
Yeah, and he's fighting a boxer, I remember, and then the boxer just beats the hell out of him, and then Jason gives him one punch and his head goes flying off.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at that point it was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
But the first one's a pretty good, scary movie. And it's not that bloody, the first one. It's a slasher movie, but it's not that bloody. Then it just got crazy. Got really bloody.
In space.
Jason in space. Yeah. There was Jason Goes to Hell at one point, and then Freddy vs. Jason. Of course, it had to be a draw. Spoiler alert. You know?
Nobody wins.
Yeah, nobody ever wins. Like Batman vs. Superman. Yeah, it was a draw. Nobody wins.
Alien vs. Predator, somebody won, right?
Did they?
Didn't Predator win?
I think the Predator may have won. Well, there's only one Predator. There's plenty of aliens.
No, there was a bunch of other Predators.
Yeah. I like that. I like that Predator. Did you watch that one that came out that was supposed to be a few hundred years ago? And
no.
It's a young girl in the jungle, and she fights the Predator.
Well, I remember
It's on Hulu or something. It's on one of those streaming services. But it was a Predator movie. I believe it came out. I think it's called... not Envy.
The Lethal Weapon guy one.
Or something.
I remember that one.
Prey is what it was called. Prey.
Oh.
Yeah, Danny Glover was in Predator 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't bad.
That was pretty good.
I like those Predator movies. I don't think they've made a great Predator movie. Predators was good, too, when they're all falling out of the sky in the beginning, all the military people.
Didn't see that one.
That was pretty good. That one had Adrian Brody in it, flaring his nostrils.
Yeah.
And when you see that on the big screen, that's as scary as the monster.
He's got a beak, that guy.
Yeah, he sure does. I like him, though. Generally, I like him.
I do, too. We recently watched Chapelwaite, I think it was called.
Chapelwaite? What's that?
It's the prequel to Salem's Lot, like when the beginning of America, I guess, the vampires.
Really?
Were there, and his family, he inherited a house, and his family moved there, and it's pretty good.
Adrian Brody shows up?
I believe that's Adrian Brody.
Yeah.
Chapelwaite.
That's cool.
Then they gotta fight all the vampires and whatnot.
That Adrian Brody, he can play the piano. You ever see that one? The pianist? Or the pianist?
Yeah, I think the pianist sounds like...
The pianist? I always thought it was the pianist.
You're the guy that went in the plant.
He's got the 6-inch pianist.
Yeah.
You know that old bar joke?
Yeah.
But yeah, I like that. I like the old. I like that. He doesn't play. He plays classical piano in that now. But I like piano. If he was the pianist, like the old Western piano.
Oh yeah.
You know. Like on The Simpsons, I remember Homer like yelling in Moe's Tavern for somebody to play piano, and the guy just starts playing regular piano.
Yeah, like
he's like, "That's
bands.
Not what I said. I want piano." In the background is "Within You, Without You." Couldn't get away from it. Actually, we could. I just stopped it. The background is Crowded House with Help Is Coming. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. The phone line is 855-915-WMFO if you want to call in and ask a question. If you have a problem, Jim and I will answer your problem to the best of our knowledge. We bring it over a century of experience together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Help is coming. How to survive an attack by a guy in the woods for Friday the 13th, rather. So how would you survive a man attacking in the woods? We're going to just say, we're going to use like Jason as our template since it's Friday the 13th. So you're in a cabin in the woods. You're with, you're having a reunion. Say you're in your 30s. So you, it's your 10-year reunion. You got 20 people in the cabin with you. And all of a sudden, a guy comes rushing in, you know, and he's got that machete in his hand, and he's got his mask on, and he flails, you know, flails the machete and takes out one of you. What do you do next, Jim? How do you survive that? What do you do? You're inside the cabin.
With, like, another 19 of us all stuck in there?
Yeah, he's at the door.
And there's no other way out?
No other way out. We need a tip. How do you get rid of him?
I think you have a thing about his mom and say, hey, your mom's behind you. And he looks over there and you kind of shove him over and you go off running maybe.
Yeah. You'd be like, Jason, perhaps? Isn't that your mother?
Yeah.
Your mom is calling for supper.
Yeah. Keep going.
It's Prince Spaghetti Day.
Anthony.
Yeah. It's Prince Spaghetti Day. Yeah, that's a good tip. Have Jason, you know, call out for his mother. The other thing is this flight, but you're stuck inside the cabin, so you got to look for a weapon. You know, and what's usually in the cabin in the woods? Not much.
Fireplace poker.
Fireplace poker is the first thing I thought of, too. Yeah.
Fireplace poker. Or a log. A fireplace is an axe.
Yeah, a log's nice.
Yeah.
The axe is usually outside the cabin.
Well,
sometimes it's
kindling
inside.
Sometimes, like, yeah. Right by it.
Here's a good one. Maybe a shoe.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's got their shoes at the door because usually you take your shoes off at the cabin, unless it's one of those old dirty, you know, woodsy cabins where. You know, I'm picturing a nice cabin that has like the polar bear on the polar bear rug on the floor, the bear rug on the floor,
the bearskin rug.
Yeah, so all the people drinking can make out in the cabin.
Yeah,
you know,
soft.
Yeah, I don't know if there's been a good Friday the 13th movie though. I mean, they're all okay.
Well, some are pretty terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
The first batch of them were all right.
Nothing great. What's like Halloween is great. The very first Halloween,
favorite?
Great.
What's the best horror movie?
There's a bunch of them for me. Yeah. I love the original Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Not necessarily considered super scary, but
the
I love that
one.
Yeah, yeah. 50s okay. One. And the remake is fantastic.
That was the 70s.
The remake is far scarier than the original one.
Okay.
But both great horror movies. First one, you know, talks about McCarthyism and gets a little more political, but it's a great movie. Still a good horror movie. I love Creepshow. Creepshow is a great movie.
Oh, yeah.
The original Halloween's fantastic.
Yep.
Exorcist is fantastic. So many people are like, I don't know, just crapping on the original Exorcist. I'm like, that is a fantastic scary movie.
Who would do that? I've never heard
like,
of it.
Usually like this generation, like the past generation or two have all been like, that's not scary. It's just dumb. I'm like, no, that's a scary movie.
It's pretty scary. But they're also not, they've become like, it's you already know about it, you know.
Yeah.
The shades have been pulled up on that, so it's a little different, I guess, for them. There's a new one out now too, right? A prequel.
There is a prequel, and it actually has what's her name come back? Yeah, Ellen Burstyn comes back, and for some reason she comes back, and I think it's a family member or something that gets possessed or something. It's not getting very good reviews, but I found that interesting. I always like Ellen Burstyn too. She's a great actress. But he also had Max von Sydow in there. He was great.
Yeah.
And the other guy was fantastic in it. Father Karras, is that
Ming
what his name
Merciless?
Was? Ming the Merciless was in it. Yeah. He's been in some good ones. Seventh Seal. He plays chess with death, right?
Yeah.
I guess that's considered a sci-fi horror movie when he's basically playing chess for his life, right? The Seventh Seal. That's really old.
Who's a Swedish? Was a Swedish guy?
Swedish, yeah. Bergman.
Yeah. Ingmar?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Ingrid is his daughter.
Okay.
And Rosalini was her daughter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Isabella Rosalini.
No kidding.
Was Ingrid Bergman's daughter.
She went nuts, right?
Yeah.
Recently? Oh, she just died recently.
Did she really?
I think she might have.
Yeah. Well, did you ever see Blue Velvet? That's a scary movie.
No.
Yeah. Freaky. She's in that, Isabella Rosalini.
Yeah.
And Dennis Hopper. Dennis Hopper plays one of the best villains of all time. Yeah, he's just creepy in that.
Yeah,
he's just like super abusive and.
He's a meanie.
Yeah, he's a big meanie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good movie, though. I love. What else? More recent ones. I liked It Follows. I thought that was a pretty good movie.
Chucky.
Chucky.
Little Chucky.
You know what was very disturbing was the guy that did Midsommar, the movie before he did Midsommar. His name's Ari Aster, I think. And, yeah, he did Midsommar, Hereditary. Did you see that?
No.
Hereditary is a crazy movie. That's a good horror movie. That came out in 2018. There's a helpful tip. You want to see a scary movie, see that one. But it is very disturbing. I'm not going to say why, but yeah, it's pretty messed up. It's about a very dysfunctional family, and there's some twists and turns in it. I kind of like the first Sixth Sense. That was pretty good.
Oh, that was excellent.
Yeah. He's pretty good. He's relatively solid. I liked Old. Did you see Old?
I didn't see Old. That's the one on the beach where they all start aging like rapidly.
Yeah.
Or
yeah, that was pretty good.
The one on the... it was. I thought it was okay, but a lot of people didn't like it, where they were like pretending to be, well, like from 200 years ago, but they were just walled off into their...
Yeah, they were like right off the highway, the village. Yeah. Yeah, he's hit and miss.
I thought that was okay. I didn't think it was the best movie ever, but I thought it was
all
right.
I like all of his movies. It's M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong.
Yeah.
And I loved the second one with Bruce Willis. He was great in Sixth Sense, but I loved Unbreakable too, which was like an origin superhero story.
Oh, I didn't realize that was Shyamalan.
Yeah, that was his second movie. When Bruce he survives the train wreck, he's the only one in the train wreck that survives, and then he meets his villain is Sam Jackson, who plays the guy that's Mr. Glass that always breaks himself all the time. You know, the opposite of him. But he's got a genius mind and goes through the whole process.
Third guy?
And then they have the guy from Split. That was a great movie. Yeah. Did you see Split?
I didn't see Split, but I saw the final where they brought all three together. That was terrific.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Glass. Yeah, Split's a really good movie. And he's got some good ones. I liked Signs up until the ending, the one with Mel Gibson.
Yeah, did he get all racist again?
He wasn't in that, but he was having like Joaquin Phoenix like swing a baseball bat around with water to take out the aliens, and I'm like, this is right out of War of the Worlds, right? Okay. And like the water like got rid of the aliens, you know? War of the Worlds, like all the machines break down because they're allergic to our air or something like that, the H.G. Wells one. That was pretty scary actually as a kid, and I can imagine like that being broadcast. That was broadcast on Halloween. And
people thought it was real.
Yeah, they thought there was an actual alien invasion happening. That's pretty freaky.
This is a helpful tip.
That's pretty freaky.
People still just as stupid now as they were 80 years ago or whatever it was.
Yeah, realize people are stupid just as much as they
were,
as they were
as
80
dumb in the good old days
80 years ago. Yeah. But you are listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. If you would like to call in and you have a problem, we'll certainly try to handle it for you. It is 855-915-9636. I'm here with Jim. My name is Chris. And we're here with you until 7 p.m. In the background, I got some a piano version of Yoda's theme. Nice little... This is kind of relaxing.
Yeah, it is.
Not bad. It's not quite the sitar, but it's very relaxing. Anything bad ever happened to you on Friday the 13th? Ever?
No, I don't think it's any worse than any other day for me.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I was actually kind of surprised that kind of took off, the Friday the 13th thing. Like, I guess it was a little scary, but they really ran with that.
Yeah, and Cinco de Mayo wasn't a thing until 20-something years ago either, and that became a thing.
Yeah, taco days every day now.
Yeah, I love
pretty
tacos.
Much. I do too. It's kind of why it's taken over. It's like we don't just need it on Tuesday; we need it every day.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of things flying around. Sandwiches. Like I just want to get a cheeseburger today at lunch, and like I couldn't even tell you what it was. It was like umami. I'm like, isn't that sushi? I'm like, an umami cheeseburger. I'm like, what is that? I still didn't know. By the time I left, I even Googled it and looked it up. I'm like, this can't be it. It was like some Japanese, like, what I looked up, it was like umami?
Umami?
Yeah. Do you know what umami is?
It's just, yeah, it's the, so you have salty, sweet.
It was an umami pizza.
Yeah.
I guess it's umami or umami.
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 Yeah, so that's like savoriness.
A marriage of sweet and savory delight.
Yeah.
And it says it's vegan. It's a vegan offering. But this was a cheeseburger with fries. Like, what are they talking about?
Well, mushrooms have umami and soy sauce and trying to think of some of the other ingredients that you would have. Worcestershire sauce has.
Oh, I love Worcestershire sauce. Yeah, that's good stuff. You got to get the Lee and Perrins too, the original.
Yeah.
Any other Worcestershire sauce?
Yeah, you buy it once. Once every couple of years, you can spend the extra 20 cents for the good one.
Yeah. Don't go to the dollar store. You want to get it Lee and Perrins. That's a helpful tip.
Yeah.
Get the good Worcestershire sauce because you're worth it.
Yeah.
You know, you want the real raisins. You don't want the umami raisins. I don't understand it, though, because so maybe a mushroom is umami or umami, but why would they put cheeseburger and fries and call it umami cheeseburger and fries?
Well, it's not necessarily because Worcestershire sauce is made with sardines.
Yeah.
Fermented sardines. And so soy and a lot of the other stuff that add. Umami is just basically like the sixth flavor or taste? So you got sweet, salty, bitter.
Savory.
Yeah.
Sweet, salty, bitter.
You're missing one, right?
I don't know. Usually my diet consists of sweet and salty.
I'm going to start naming dwarfs.
And I'm bitter, Abby, just in
life. Sleepy dog.
Grumpy.
Yeah.
Grumpy. How about that for a tip? Who are you? Which dwarf are you?
Yeah.
I'd say I'm grumpy. Or sleepy. I could be all the dwarfs, actually.
Yeah.
Sneezy sometimes when I have COVID, right? I actually don't think I got sneezy when I had the COVID. I just felt like a warm sensation in my nasal cavity, and then just everything came out.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I got it. It was just like a little itch between the eyes, and then, you know, everything came out. Water, all the stuff. I needed a Navage. You ever see those Navages? You can get them at Walmart and Target.
Where you blow the stuff through your nose?
It blows all the nasal cavity out. You put like saline solution and it's motorized. So it actually, Terrence had one. It's awesome. I was watching him do it. We videoed it. It was great.
Yeah.
So he takes it and sticks it up his nose, puts the saline solution in there, some salt tablets, and then it just makes like a noise, like almost like it's a Keurig, like you're making a coffee.
Yeah.
And it shoots all this solution up your nasal cavity, and then it comes out his mouth. And he just like drools it out into the sink. It was pretty awesome.
Sounds like he's being punished for something.
Well, he felt wonderful afterwards. And I could tell in his face, he looked like $1 million afterwards. I want to get one. It's like $100.
And it comes in your
mouth? Our birthday's coming up. We should easily, I can, you know, if you're lucky. You know? But yeah, it's the Navage. Yeah. It's a great name for it, too.
Yeah.
It's like it's not your, it's like your nose and...
It sounds like a French car.
Navage. The Navage. Yeah. It sounds like a car. Yeah, it does.
2023.
What are you driving Navage today? I'm driving the Navage 2023. Yeah. Sport edition. But yeah, it's pretty cool. Birthday's coming up. I could use a Navage.
Yeah.
Oh, what's this?
Clear out the sinuses.
Oh, a little U2 in the background.
Okay.
Yeah. This is going to be exciting, going to see the Sphere eventually out in Vegas. Been getting good reviews. Yeah.
So they said go there like completely sober the first time and go there the second time if you go again to experience it a different way. But it's kind of scary, I guess.
Yeah. It's like, hey, the tickets are so much. I'm going to be straight the whole time. Yeah.
You don't have to get up and pee in the middle of it.
Yeah. That's the thing. Sometimes you're paying that much money. I don't even want to take the time out to miss a song. When it comes down to it, you're paying, say, if you're paying $300, like, Springsteen was like $300 and he played like, I don't know, not even 30 songs, like $10 a song. And that's what everybody's paying. Like, why don't you just come into, come down to the local Piggly Wiggly and play out in the parking lot. We'll give you $10 for each song. Navage Nasal Care, saline nasal irrigation. It gets rid of your nasal congestion. Like I said, I mean, Terrence is like a new man afterwards.
Huh.
Yeah. It says it's all about the nose. And see, I took a picture here to show Jim, and you stick this thing in between your nostrils, right?
Yeah.
You put the saline in there. Saline, saline. Remember that old sailor song? Over the Mountain Blue? Saline, saline. And you put some salt tablets in there, and then rush right up and then down in here, but also some of it comes out your mouth. A lot of it goes down the bottom. And I think the most disgusting thing is you have to clean the bottom chamber.
You know?
Who wants to put that in with their dishes and stuff? You know?
Oh, no.
That's like cleaning, you know, one of the worst things is to clean like the sink, like the spit in the sink after somebody's done the toothbrush and whatever else for a week. Just disgusting. But yeah, that thing will clean your nose right up. Supposedly it keeps you healthier. I don't know how, but I asked him what it felt like, and he's like, it feels like I'm drowning. I'm like, really? I'm like, I don't know if I want that sensation either. But you want to have a clean, healthy nose, you got to go through the tough part to get there, you know? Everything requires work, you know? No risk, no reward.
I feel like if you just go swimming in the ocean, you're going to get really about the same.
Can you imagine if you came over tonight and I was just on the middle of my kitchen floor with a Navage next to me and I drowned myself? Like trying to clean my nose out? Like, what happened? How'd he drown?
I don't know. I just closed the door and leave.
I'm sure you can drown, even though it's only about 6 ounces of water.
Well, you can. Yeah, you can.
You know how they say you can drown in like an inch of water? Jeez, imagine them using that as a murder weapon, the Navage. Jeez.
Well, if you put the wrong thing in there, it can be pretty dangerous.
Yeah. You put some OJ in there. it's like I like to have my OJ in the morning nasally.
I tried vodka.
Yeah. People were getting like barium and coffee enemas and stuff.
Oprah.
Weren't they?
Yeah, Oprah.
Yeah.
That was in, what was the Eddie Murphy?
Boomerang, right? Oh, Nutty Professor?
Yeah.
They were doing coffee enemas?
Well, he was playing the mother in the Nutty Professor, and she said she was going to get one, I believe. Maybe.
Yeah. My favorite part of Nutty Professor when he's calling Hercules.
Hercules.
Hercules. Hercules.
Give me a little Hercules.
Yeah. A coffee enema and an OJ Navage at breakfast time.
Yeah. Have that with your waffles.
Yeah. People are always like blending stuff up too. You got a blender? You got a nice Ninja?
I got the KitchenAid one.
Nice. Really, yeah, good. That's a good one. I got a Ninja, and I also got a Cheapy. I got a Cheapy too.
Gotta have a good one.
Yeah. Some of them are so dangerous, though. It's like you put a banana in there, you can take out your finger. You got to be careful.
Yeah.
Helpful tip is make sure the plug is unplugged before you put any bananas in your Ninja.
Ninja.
This is pretty good. Feel like I'm in the clubs again.
Yeah.
Did you ever go clubbing when you were a kid?
Not this kind of club.
Yeah, me neither.
I didn't really. This was not my... I think I went to... I was in Fort Lauderdale, and they had changed the kind of club it was from the first time I went there, and I thought it was the same place, and it was all electro...
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Yeah, yeah. Electronic stuff, like train spotting music.
Yeah, was that like Sandstorm or one of those?
Yeah.
Was that the one? It was not for me. And then, you get there and you already have a drink and you got to finish that.
Yeah, it's like $20 even back then.
Yeah.
It's like I'll have a... And, you know, and you're never really sure what you want. You want to get a beer, but you're like, I'll have a vodka and lime. Like, that'll be $27.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, that's if you go to a concert or anything now, too.
Oh sure. Boy. Yeah. Yeah. Jeez, I bought it like that. I bought a 7-Up and 2-liter at Walmart. It was like $2.48. I'm like, weren't these things like 99 cents? They were giving away soda years ago, weren't they?
Yeah.
Like, nobody was buying soda. I'm like, why is it almost $3 for this? Like, it's still sugar and water.
Pretty much.
Right? A couple of bubbles in it.
We need another Pepsi Challenge or something.
Yeah, I missed the Pepsi Challenge. Those were good years.
I had no responsibility.
The Coke versus Pepsi and... You know, and then those idiots at Coke decide to bring out new Coke. What were they thinking?
Yeah, that was weird.
What idiot? What idiot? It's almost like the whole Bud Light controversy. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You're like, what are you doing? That's kind of changed a little bit now. People are safely ordering Bud Lights again, you know?
Right.
It's still a nice cheap beer. And if you're thirsty and you like to drink beer, that's one of them.
If you like to pee.
Yeah, if you love to pee. It's kind of like making love in a canoe.
Clear Pepsi?
Effing close to water.
Or the other right. Different color ones?
Right, clear. Crystal Pepsi.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah. I remember Saturday Night Live doing crystal gravy for Thanksgiving. Crystal gravy. It was like white, clear gravy going on the turkey. Like, ooh, gross. It's Chris's Helpful Tips. We're here with you until 7 p.m. I'm here with my friend Jim, and we are taking phone calls. If you want to call in, it's 855-915-9636. We heard from JC up in Hudson, and we helped him out with his desk, and we helped him with a question of what is the distance to go to visit old friends for dinner. And our answer was pretty much about 100 miles. We've gone further, we've gone less, but pretty much about 100 miles is decent, you know, especially if you haven't seen him in a while. You never know, you might get a crab rangoon out of it or two.
Yeah.
No?
Mai Tai?
Yeah. Usually, like, somebody comes, hey, I drove 100 miles to see you. Well, let me get you a Mai Tai. Let me get you a crab rangoon. No, spaghetti. Whatever. Is it Taco Tuesday? Is it a dollar? I'll get you that.
Yeah.
That's not bad. Maybe one meatball. Ravioli. Ravioli. I think we're learning a lot tonight.
The toasted raviolis?
Yeah.
Get those?
I had some other things. Oh, here's some Joan Baez in the background.
Oh.
Yeah. Remember this one? Help me make it through the night, I believe. We're all about helping. My father was talking about his neighbor not tripping the shrubs anymore. And he said that there's a shed full of woodchucks now. And then he told me they have an underground maze like the Viet Cong. That's what my dad said.
The woodchucks?
Yeah, the woodchucks. They make like these elaborate mazes.
You break an ankle.
Yeah. Then he stopped talking about that. I don't know what his point was. I'm like, all right. He's not a big fan of the woodchucks. He was a guy that liked to have a garden.
Yeah.
You had a garden. Did you have any trouble with woodchucks?
We have moles, I think.
Moles and woodchucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, they used to give you like poison pills in like Kmart.
Yeah.
But while you walk in and just, they'd throw them down the hole.
Yep.
And like now, you got to be humane now.
Well, you don't want them to eat it and then something else to eat it. Like you don't want a hawk to eat it and then the hawk dies and so on and so on down the food chain. You know?
Oh, yeah. That's how the dinosaurs died.
That's right. Yeah. Well, they weren't in the Bible, so I don't think they existed.
Dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Isn't that the thing? There's cartoons, there's pictures of them, aren't there? I saw that walking with the dinosaurs.
Yeah, that's right.
Plus Jurassic Park had them in there.
Yeah,
Spielberg.
Land of the
Lost. Spielberg couldn't make that up.
Yeah. I don't know about those slea stacks. I don't think they were real.
Yeah, those are creepy, the slea stacks.
Yeah.
What is the Taylor Swift phenomenon that's going on? Do you have any idea what's happening there?
With the Kelsey? The tight end?
Well, supposedly is Taylor the tight end or the other guy's the tight end?
The Travis Kelce?
Travis Kelce's the tight end.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. But is he dating her or is he not dating her?
I don't know if it's just like a marketing thing and they're just doing it because he's the single guy on the best team kind of thing.
Yeah.
And they're trying to bring in the, you know, the younger, a different revenue stream for the NFL.
Sure.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, they're not really tapping into the teenage girl market, I'm sure.
Makes sense. Maybe I got to play some Taylor Swift to get some girls to call in.
I wouldn't even know. It might be the first one I've ever heard, if you do.
Nah, you've heard the Shake It Off, right?
I don't think I have.
Oh, it's great.
Okay.
I like the Taylor Swift Shake It Off. That one's pretty good.
I mean, if I heard it, I didn't know who it was.
Yeah. I mean, I got to get on the bandwagon.
I think you do.
Blank Space is good, too.
Yeah, see, if I wouldn't, there's no real situation I would be in that I would hear this.
Yeah. I guess that's a helpful tip. Shake It Off. We were talking about Let It Go, right?
Yeah, Let It Go.
Yeah, we'll play a little Shake It Off.
Walk
and then we'll
off.
Come right back and we'll talk about Taylor Swift and maybe some Halloween ideas.
Yeah.
Here we go. I'll stay out too late. Got nothing.
shake, shake. Shake it off, I shake it off. I never miss a beat. I'm lightning on my feet. And that's what they don't see. Mm-mm. That's what they don't see. Mm-mm. I'm dancing on my own.
Dancing on my own.
I'll make the moves up as I go.
Moves up as I go.
And that's what they don't know. Mm-mm. That's what they don't know. Mm-mm. But I keep cruising. Can't stop, won't stop grooving. It's like I got this music in my mind saying it's gonna be alright. Cause the players gonna play, 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 play. Shake, shake.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Vincent Price.
If I am feeling particularly ambitious, I make a real curry plus all the side dishes. Many curries are made with meats on the bone, but for my guests, I only want to serve small boys. I like to look around for some really exotic and very hot ones. That's the way my wife likes them. I then skin the boys and take all of the meat from the bone. The easy way is to stab them one at a time with a fork and heat them over a gas flame on the stove until the skin bursts. It then peels right off. What fun. To make the curry itself is child's play, a very simple but a very elegant dish. Nothing makes a more exotic party. I generally lower all the lights and burn a little child to help create a mood. And then I have sitar records and put them on the stereo, and that helps tremendously. Candles winking everywhere are very romantic. The visual display of the curry, all the condiments, and the boys is really spectacular. This meal depends on you to create a mood, so be daring. Use a different tablecloth or a brilliant remnant of material. Pull out all the brass and copper you can find. Wear dangling earrings and a draped sari if you have it, and every bracelet you can find. Your guests will talk about this dinner party for weeks.
Ladies and gentlemen,
all right.
Mr. Vincent Price.
I choose a boneless.
Pretty good.
Roast. Boneless roast.
Of course, that was re-edited.
I choose a
Vincent
roast.
Price
boneless
used to be a chef. I mean, he was a gourmet cook, and he used to come out with a bunch of albums, and he would talk about these elegant dinner parties that you can host, and he would give you ideas, and of course, somebody edited that together and made it kind of a horror show type of thing, which I love.
That was really good.
Yeah. And in the background is Rub My Roast. Somebody took some of these and put a beat to it. And it's called Rub My Roast.
And I roast it first uncovered in a roasting pan with a for 20 minutes.
We had Taylor Swift before that with Shake It Off. Pretty good song, right? She doesn't do... She doesn't do stuff like that. I think it was mostly for that album. And most Taylor Swifties don't like that stuff. But that's the stuff I kind of like. I'm like, that's pretty good. You know, not bad. And she had Blank Space in there, which was good. But yeah, she came and people were paying $300, $400, $500 for a ticket. And it's like, isn't it her on a piano just singing tunes? You know?
More than that. They were paying a lot more than that.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm sure there's other musicians and stuff, but I'm just like, it's just crazy. It's an event. It's almost like a religious ceremony, right? Don't you think? I mean, every concert is.
A cult?
Yeah. I mean, there's a cult. I mean, it's so big, it's a cult.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, she has... and that's the interesting thing about, like, influencer. When this came into play, you know, it had to be in the last, 15 years where an influencer became into play. Because, I mean, Facebook really came around in its form. You know, it's a lot different now. But back then you played Mob Wars and you knew a couple of friends, high school friends mostly. And what they did was kind of malicious. They used this code to get in. And as soon as you signed up, it emailed everybody that you knew and asked them to join Facebook. And that's kind of how it got so big so quick. And Social Network, great movie. It talks a little bit about that. But, yeah, when you have an influencer, somebody as big as Taylor Swift, I mean, she could, or a Kardashian, they could literally, like, say, hey, or Oprah even, I got a coffee enema this weekend. It was fantastic. And here's the type of coffee we used. And then all of a sudden, the sales on that coffee would go up exponential. Kim Kardashian wears a pair of crappy sandals, and everybody buys them. Taylor Swift talks about her new boyfriend. Everybody goes to the game.
Yeah.
Everybody watches the game, right?
They were going anyways.
But yeah, but like, how many young girls are watching that football game for the first time that day? Right?
Yeah, just to get a sighting of her waving in the booth.
Yeah. It's wacky.
Yeah, it is. I find that strange.
What happened with this GameStop thing? Did you see there's like Dumb Money or something as a movie that just came out? And it talks about the whole GameStop
thing.
That
was a few years back, right?
It's in the theaters now, but the GameStop thing happened a few years back where all of a sudden everybody was buying this useless, you know, stock. I mean, there's nothing in that store.
What was the name of the website, though?
The name of the website for GameStop? I'm not sure.
Well,
it was formerly Babbage's. Yeah, that was the name of the store originally, Babbage's.
But the website, the stock website, and I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head, that they basically used to leverage the whole GameStop thing.
Mm. What's a good tip for a stock?
Oh, I wouldn't know.
No.
That I'd ask somebody else for a tip on that. I wouldn't begin to pretend that I know.
I'd say McDonald's would be a good one. It's going to keep going.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going anywhere.
Yeah, we're all fat pigs still.
Yeah, and they're gonna move with the pun. They're gonna roll with the punches too.
The McRib is back or whatever.
Nice. It's like everybody wanted the Impossible Whopper, and it's like now nobody's even talking about it anymore.
I've never had one or anything like that.
Did you ever have that Halloween Whopper? It was on like a black bun. It was a black burger.
That looked cool.
And black lettuce, black tomatoes. I'm like, that's awesome.
Yeah, that looked pretty cool.
I'm sure like your teeth were probably black for the next 2 months, but it's worth it. Had to be all food dye. Right? It was like purple or something. Purple dye or something that made the bun black, but that's pretty cool.
Probably pee funny, too.
Yeah.
It'd be scary.
I'd have to sit down to pee, probably, for that one.
Yeah.
And just be like, what was it, Madness of King George? His water's like purple. His urine was like blue. King George, he went crazy.
Did he have the syphilis?
Yeah, they think he had the syphilis, and it turns you pee-pee blue.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't ask how we know that, but we know that.
Yeah.
See, we know things, people.
Yep.
That's what happens for living in total of more than a century here. We do have time for a call. It's 855-915-WMFO. If you'd like to call in, otherwise we will continue to talk about interesting things such as this. I was looking up that movie about GameStop. It's got that guy in it from There Will Be Blood. The kid, he's great and everything.
I've never
Paul
seen
Dano.
That.
Did you see the Batman? He played the Riddler in it.
The Bat. Oh, the one with the newest one?
Yeah, the one with the Twilight kid.
Yeah, I saw like the first half hour of that.
Paul Dano. I liked it. I thought it was good, but I never had to see it again. It was one of those Batman movies like, oh yeah, I liked it, but, you know, good enough. So it was, let me see. I'm looking up Paul Dano. It's either Dano or Dano. Dumb Money. That's what it is. Dumb Money. So that's out in the theaters right now. And talks about Wall Street being cornered by this guy and his followers who buys up all the GameStop stock. You go in that store, it's all plastic. There's video games, and then there's just like little plastic figures of anything now. Like, who's collecting all of those? Those little Funko things?
Oh, yeah.
They're neat, but, I mean, do we really need plastic bobbleheads all
yeah,
over the house? Yeah. And it's like, is that the $6 million man's boss?
It was that 40-year-old
version. 40-year-old version, yeah. Yeah. It's like a Funko of Oscar, $6 million man's boss. I mean, I always loved the obscure Star Wars characters when I was a kid.
Greedo.
You know, like Greedo, Hammerhead. They were the best ones. All the ones from the cantina that you saw for half a second. Snaggletooth was my favorite. He was this like little werewolf guy.
Oh, I thought that was the pink guy on...
Snaggletooth? Oh, yes. He was also, yeah. Heaven forbids. Yeah, Hanna-Barbera. Yeah. That
Heaven
was Snagglepuss. That was Snagglepuss.
Oh, yeah.
And Snaggletooth, he was like a guy in a werewolf mask in the first Star Wars. George Lucas is like, we need another creature here. And he had a werewolf mask sitting around. He's like, put this on. We'll call you Snaggletooth. Good enough. He's like, I'll fix it in 20 years when I have the money.
Now he's got plenty.
I saw that Ahsoka. I talked about that a little bit last week. It wasn't bad. You're not a big Star Wars guy, though, right?
Not enough to follow those things.
Yeah, and Disney's messing up all of it. But, you know, this last one wasn't too bad. Yeah. A little more Donkey Kong in the background.
Don't they have to, like, acquiesce to China and everything they do, too?
Disney? Probably. I would think so.
They have a whole thing where they won't release certain... They have, like, them actually...
Oh, the streaming and stuff?
No, before they even release the movie for us, they'll have them look at it and say, we're going to pull this and that.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like, that's what I heard. I could be wrong, but...
Makes sense.
They want to have the widest release possible.
There's definitely a political agenda involved there. To say the very least about it, there's definitely a political agenda there with any big company now.
Yeah.
My tip there is, why get involved? They're just gonna steamroll you anyway.
Yeah.
They already control everything. There's nothing you can do about it. Just look the other way. Turn on Hulu. You know, or Amazon for the day. Yeah.
Yeah. Most of you have Amazon, right?
I think so. The Netflix, they're cracking down.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you must have heard that. Yeah, the Netflix is cracking down on the accounts, right? People getting kicked out. People wondering what to do. Here's an idea. Go outside, you know?
Yeah.
Go sit in the backyard. Had a nice little fire last night. It was great.
Take yourself down to the library. Free DVDs there.
Sure. Yeah. I still like going to the library.
I do.
I go to more than one library. I go to a number of libraries. And I will take out books. I'll take out CDs. I'll take out DVDs. Yeah. Your library, go to it. That's a helpful tip from Jim and Chris here today on WMFO in Medford. I got to play another PSA. I'll probably do another iced tea one. He's always good. Yeah, here we go. PSA, drugs are for suckers.
Yo, this is Ice-T talking to you. Get high off music, not drugs. Drugs are for suckers. Straight up, there's no way around it. You do drugs, you lose. This is MC Ice-T. I'm out of here. Peace.
Listen to WMFO in Medford. Chris's Helpful Tips here with Jim, here with you for another 15 minutes. We do have time if you want to call in, 855-915-WMFO. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Everybody's shy today, Jim. We're not shy, though. I think we're plugging right away. We got all kinds of things we're talking about. How about a nice idea for a Halloween outfit? Or maybe, why don't you give me your top five candies for Halloween? What did you like getting in that... That pillow bag or the Halloween The orange Halloween pail. Did you have a Halloween pail? Did you have a pillow?
I think I had a pillowcase generally.
Yeah, yeah, when you're a kid. I normally had the pillowcase. It seemed like your case for candy got worse and worse as you became a teenager.
Yeah.
As you got older, the pillowcase, you know, was like a dirty old pillowcase. But when you were younger, your parents cared and they got you the nice, you know, pail.
Yeah.
You know, to look cute for pictures and
That's
stuff.
Right.
But by the time you're a teenager, I think there's only like three pictures of me from the ages of 13 to 15. You know, nobody cared.
No. Yeah. You're all awkward looking anyway.
Yeah, so. Yeah, yeah. You got all kinds of things happening to your body. You're like, what's going on today?
Yeah, you look stupid. You sound like an idiot.
You spend a half hour in the bathroom, look at yourself in the mirror like a monkey. You know, what is going on? Why is that hair down there? Anyway,
where did that come from?
What's a good candy? Like a top five that you would get?
Oh, you like a Three Musketeers.
Sure, all right. A little nougat, a little chocolate.
Yeah, I like the Skittles. I like a
Skittles.
Reese's.
Really? Skittles and Reese's. Skittles was probably an 80s candy, right?
I think that was more 80s than 70s, yeah.
Yeah, you like the Reese's, the peanut butter cup?
Yep. I like a Twix.
Twix I always liked, yep.
I don't like Snickers as much. I think the peanuts kind of bother me.
See, I like the Snickers now. Yeah. That wasn't my huge thing when I was younger. I loved all the caramel stuff.
Yeah.
I loved like the 100 grand.
Yeah.
You know what I liked? You know what was a great caramel and chocolate that you don't see around a lot? Rolos.
Oh, yeah.
Rolos
I like Rolos
a
lot.
Yeah. You roll a Rolo to your pal. You remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
It was a great commercial. Roll a Rolo to your pal.
You have a Sky Bar?
Oh, yeah. It's got the Necco. That was the best thing from Necco.
It's got like marshmallow in one section and caramel.
Peanut.
And then
vanilla.
Is it vanilla? Is the other one? Like vanilla cream or something?
Yeah, yeah. I had a lot of Sky Bars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff. It was right down the street here, over in Somerville.
Yeah.
The Necco Wafer Company.
Yeah.
They made the worst, too, though. Those wafers.
Canada Mints?
Oh, my God. Well, the Canada Mints, right. Canadian Mints were like a giant version of the Necco Wafer. They were like a thicker version of them,
No,
right?
They were like, what? It's like a spice. What's that spice that cloves?
Cloves.
They're like cloves or something in them. Like, it was a very odd thing to. Canada Mints.
I don't know if I like that. Yeah, I didn't like those. No, it was the worst. Elephant peanut.
Oh, those orange things.
Oh, my God.
I don't mind those, actually.
The worst. You get boxes of raisins every now and then,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that was mean.
Yeah, that was always pretty lousy.
I don't care for candy corn, but I don't hate it.
Not a fan of the candy corn.
Yeah.
I saw somebody sticking candy corn in like a sugar cookie. I'm like, what are you doing? You're ruining a nice sugar cookie. Just a candy corn. The only thing that belongs in a cookie is chocolate chips, maybe oatmeal. Maybe. Or some peanut butter.
Yeah.
For a cookie? Like a nice M&M cookie.
Oh, yeah.
M&M's were good to get.
M&M's are terrific.
It wasn't Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't like the number one, but when you got those M&M's, those were always one of the candies that made it all the way to the end of the candy patch. You know, you would always have some at the beginning, and they were always there at the end because you got so many of them.
Some Starlight Mints.
I used to like individually wrapped M&M's.
Sixlets? Those are like the
Sixlets. Chiclets.
Sixlets.
Were they Sixlets?
Those were the little
gum?
No. These were like M&M's, but off-brand, called Sixlets.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I forgot about those. Yeah. Remember Boston Baked Beans?
Yeah.
Lemonheads?
And the Jawbreakers.
Jawbreakers, yep. Yeah. Now we're going into the penny candy categories. Squirrel Nut Zippers, of course. Brock's. Remember the Brock's candies? You'd have the pail. It was like two cents a candy at the market basket.
Yeah,
the
they'd
Demolas.
Have like the candied fruits, and then they'd have the bullseyes with the caramel scent with the white center.
The slices. Yeah. I remember there would always be like some little old man, you know, it'd be like 3 p.m, and he'd go up and, you know, he'd be eating all the Brock's candies over there and put in like a quarter.
Yeah.
And he'd have like a dozen of them, you know, and just keep on eating. And I'm like, yeah, that was more than a quarter, buddy. Like, stick a five in there.
That was just, you just ate them.
Yeah.
I never put any money in that.
Yeah. But I like the Neapolitan one. It was like a coconut thing. Yeah. It looked like it was going to be vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry, but when you ate it, it was just coconut.
Yeah.
And what was the other good ones in there? The Brock's caramels that you would use to melt on apples.
Oh, yeah.
Those were good.
That's right.
Do you remember any parties when people were dunking their heads in and eating apples? No. Like biting apples? I remember one.
Really?
Yeah, I remember one. We had a Halloween party where we bobbed for apples.
No kidding.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, kids are just like slamming their heads down into a basin of water, you know, and getting picking up apples. And it was hard. I mean, you really had to bite. You know, I mean, how many teeth were broken in apple bobbing over the years? Or, you know, they're all baby teeth, though. They grow back.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
But, yeah, I like the marathon bar, too. That was a good one. Or a Charleston Chew. Charleston Chew goes back to, like, the Rolling 20s.
To freeze them?
That's where they got the name from, the Charleston Chew. It was from the Charleston Dance.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Used to have that over off of, what was that, like Route 99? A big sign over in...
Charleston Chews?
Yeah, they had the big Charleston Chew sign, didn't they?
I think so, yeah.
It's like a Home Depot now, though.
Ravi Shankar, that was his favorite candy, the Charleston Chew.
Yeah, he used...
He'd be playing the sitar, eating a Charleston Chew.
Until he got the diabetes.
On the pot, yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny that Vincent Price mentions the sitar records and that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It all comes full circle.
That's right.
Yeah.
Every Friday the 13th.
Yeah. We're all in this together, everybody. It's Friday the 13th. Yeah. If it's 6:51 in the evening. If you're still at work, leave.
Yeah. Go
it's
home.
It's too late. Yeah.
Unless your family hates you, then just stay there. You're better off.
In the background, a little Zeppelin. Zeppelin's not played enough. That's my opinion. Zeppelin's kind of fading out a little bit. Like, it makes me kind of sad because they're good rock and rollers.
Oh, yeah.
And as soon as you put on some Zeppelin, like, yeah,
well,
this is good.
Now they got the Greta Van Fleet.
Are they like the new Zeppelin?
Sounds like it.
Really?
A little bit.
I had a couple of friends that were into the Greta Van Fleet.
It's okay.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, not going out of my way to listen to it, but I don't turn it off when it's on.
Little Elvis in the background. So we got a few more minutes. You want to call in? This is your last shot. 855-915-WMFO. Otherwise, our work here is going to be almost complete. We did a good job today, I think, Jim.
I think so.
I think we dispensed a lot of wisdom.
We always do.
Yeah. I think people seem generally happy with the show.
We didn't get a brick through the window or anything.
No, not tonight.
Yeah.
Not tonight. No two ways about it, baby, big fan of Elvis. What would you say? So what's your tip on Elvis? Thin Elvis or fat Elvis? Which one was a little better?
I think thin Elvis.
You like thin Elvis? I see. I'm a big fan of fat Elvis.
Yeah.
I kind of liked him too at the end because he was being generous, giving away cars and stuff, giving away scarves. You know? Granted, you know, he died on the pot, died on the toilet.
Yeah.
King of rock and roll behind up in the air. But, yeah, everybody loves the young Elvis, too. I love both of them. I just love the man, I think. You ever been to Graceland?
No. That would be kind of cool.
That'd be a fun trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what else there is to do down there. Is Dolly World nearby, Graceland?
It's got to be.
Yeah, it's down south.
Like whiskey tastings of bourbon or something like that. The Bourbon Trail, is that a thing?
Oh, that sounds fun. The Kentucky Derby. You can do the Kentucky Derby and the Kentucky Bourbon. And then Graceland somewhere in, Tennessee? No. Graceland. Memphis, right?
Yeah, that's Tennessee.
Right? Yeah, Memphis, Tennessee. And then Dolly World, I think, is in somewhere down there.
One of those crappy places.
Ollie World. I looked up Ollie World instead of Dolly World.
Ollie World.
I don't know what that is. Dolly World is, where the hell is it? Come on, Google. You know something's wrong when Google's spinning around. When you start getting that circle for the Google, you know there's trouble out there. Everybody's using
cyber
the Google
attack
right now. Dolly World is in, it's also in Tennessee. The gateway to the Great Smoky Mountains, it says.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, we're not going to get another call, it doesn't look like. But I've got something special for us to go out on here, if I can find it again. I just had it a moment ago. I got something from the Gator soundtrack. Do you remember Gator with...
Burt Reynolds?
With Burt, with Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's the closing theme of Gator, and I just need to find it here. You know, hopefully I'll find it before we're actually out of time, but, you know, it's... It's a wonderful song. And it talks about how he had a great time. It's by a man named Bobby Goldsboro. And I think it's a wonderful way to end the show. And it's only 2 minutes long, so we do have time. So I'll play a little Traveling Wilburys first in the background while we say our goodbyes. Any other tips you can think of today?
Question, do you make homemade eggnog with raw eggs?
Homemade eggnog with raw eggs, yeah. Right. I say get your bathtub, right? Grab a whole bunch of cane sugar.
Yeah.
Get a whole bunch of, you got to get, what do you have to get? You get some type of booze to throw it in there, and you got to let it ferment for like 2 or 3 weeks. But I had a friend, it was almost like making moonshine. It's like, what do you got in your tub there? He's like, I got some raw eggnog. And I'm like, can we try it? And he's like, no, you got to wait.
Really?
Yeah. Put it in his tub.
I used to just make it in a blender.
Yeah, this guy, we're in our 20s at the point. I wouldn't want anything from his tub now.
No,
who knows? Because you know how we were talking about like sink basins and stuff?
Yeah,
I mean, all
the
stuff
gross.
That gets down there. Scrubbing bubbles isn't going to get everything out.
And no, it's not.
You don't want to drink your eggnog and then go blind either with some scrubbing bubbles in
bathtub
there.
Bathtub gin.
Yeah. Yeah, but I would say, do it. If you can do some raw eggnog, that would be awesome.
I think you could coddle, they call it. You coddle the egg first.
Yeah?
Where you don't quite cook it, but you get it to a temperature where it will kill salmonella.
That's right. That's the whole fermentation process. I do know that. With the raw eggnog. Sounds good. I'd love to do that.
I used to just take eggs and cream and vanilla and make eggnog when I was a kid.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice. It's almost really? Eggnog season. It's not like we're at the July 4th barbecue, you know? Hey, Jim, throw another burger on the grill for me while you're up. Throw another eggnog for me. I'm going to go down like silk. Well, I guess that's it, Jim. That was pretty fun, though.
It was a good time.
We had a good time. I'm going to play some Bobby Goldsboro. This is for a little while. I'll be back next week. Next week is my birthday show. It's my birthday. So I'll be back, and Derek is coming to visit next week. So Derek Gary will be back in the studio next week for my birthday show. That's exciting.
He always brings gifts, too.
Yeah. Hopefully he'll bring me a little gift.
Yeah.
He hasn't been on an MFO since the beginning of the summer, so.
Maybe a Halloween Lego.
Yeah. It'll be fun. So, thanks for coming in, Jim. And we are off. And see you next week, Time Travelers. Here is Bobby Goldsboro with For a Little While to close us out here today on Chris's Helpful Tips. Have a good night. Next to mine, and
dream. Our time is done. The time has come to say goodbye. But I won't cry, 'cause you were mine for a little while. And though it's done, with every sun I will see your face, and I will smile, 'cause you were mine for a little while. And I'll remember everything about your love, the way you laughed and tossed your hair. Though you're gone, I'll never be without your love. I'll simply close my eyes and you'll be there. We had it all, and I'll recall each happy day, and I will smile, 'cause you were mine for a little while.